Joining me in the studio right now is Keith Newberry. Keith is a candidate for State Senate in District 32. Keith, it's good to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So the first obvious question is, what was it that prompted you to get into this race?
Actually, I got into the race a couple of years ago over vaccine mandates. Lost my job over vaccine mandates. I ran for Idaho State Senate 2 years ago. And, you know, I felt like that our state legislature was not protecting our individual liberties associated mm-hmm. with mandates and lockdowns. And so that's originally when I got in the race. And then here I've, you know, filed as a candidate again in Idaho for some of the same reasons, but also, you know, when I look at things like, you know, the border immigration on our southern border, and I look at some of the things that the Idaho State Senate has done with promoting driver's licenses and ID cards for illegals. Senator Cook has supported that. When I look at things like spending in the Idaho State in the Idaho state, our general fund went from $12.1 billion during this legislative session to and they added another $1.5 billion of spending on top of that. So our legislature is supporting spending. Another issue is Medicaid, for example. This is the highest budget that Idaho has put forth in Medicaid. It's $4.7 billion, another indication of spending. And so those are some of the reasons I'm looking at. I think that individual liberty is important. And I think when you look at spending at the state, the local, state, and federal levels, we're looking at high rates of inflation, groceries have gone up like 42%. During the Biden administration. And I think spending is a factor associated with that type of inflation, quantitative easing that we've had over multiple years, right, in the U.S., and then also the spending at the state and federal levels. And I think we need to address some of these issues.
And as you think about those key issues, what strategy do you have in mind for addressing those?
So I think that each one of these, you know, the JFAC committee implemented some transparency, if you will, in the budget process. I think each piece of the budget needs to be looked at and analyzed for any types of efficiencies and things like that that we can, you know, implement across the board.
And what would be maybe your first order of business? If elected, what would you want to hit the ground running with?
Wow, that's a big question. Because, you know, as a freshman, obviously, Senator, I think that's the term, right? So there's actually a lot of stuff to learn about how the Senate works.
That's
and
true.
So for the first order of business, you know, I have to learn the rules of the Senate, for example. You know, they follow, I believe, Mason's rules in the Senate. And so there's things like that. I followed some of it and looked at some of it, but I haven't studied it. So my first order of business is making sure I understand how the Senate works.
And that is a good first priority. So I'd love to ask you, what political leaders do you look up to? Is there a senator that you might look to as a mentor? It doesn't have to be here in Idaho, but which political leaders inspire you?
Well, as a mentor, I'd have to think about a mentor, because that's that's an important concept, right? Political leaders that kind of inspire me or that I look to that I think are similar ideas, if you will, would be like Ron Paul, Rand Paul. I kind of like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not from Idaho, but, you know, I kind of like their thoughts on, you know, just worldview thoughts, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those guys.
And as you look at everything that's going on in the country right now, which national issue is speaking to you?
Wow,
there's so many,
there
right?
There are so many issues. Obviously, you know, the southern border is a big issue in the nation. And you know, I've heard people say, well, it's not really that big of an issue in Idaho, right? But I actually think it is. I wish I could remember the bill now, and I can't remember the bill. But I listened to a sheriff, I think he was from up north, mm-hmm. and he was talking about the amount of, or the times that he now needs interpreters, if you will, right? And he gave a year or two ago, I might have needed them once a month. I don't have the direct, you know, I can't quote him directly. But he said, you know, I might need an interpreter once a month. And now he's saying, I need somebody every single week, right? Because there's cartels coming across the southern border, whether it's, you know, MS-13, I can't remember the Venezuelan gang, and I think there's another one, that are participating in human trafficking, those types of things. And that's that brings crime, right? And so one of the things in Idaho that I think is going to end up happening is we're going to have to spend more money on law enforcement associated with crime, because the federal government fails to, they fail to enforce our laws. So I think there's some issues there. I think there's a cultural problem in our society in the United States, where you have the mutilation of children, if you will, and the transgender movement. I think that's a problem. I know the state just enacted some laws associated with that. The Supreme Court upheld that, at least temporarily. I don't know if that's a final decision, because I think there were other states that also had similar legislation that they had passed. So I think there's more to come on that issue. Overall, I think inflation and spending is a huge problem. When groceries are up 42% and you go look at gasoline prices, that affects, that affects everybody. My own kids, for example, it's affecting them, my grandchildren. So I think those are issues that are affecting Idaho and at the national level.
What is it that you love most about Idaho?
Oh, my goodness. My family's here.
Mm-hmm.
My wife grew up here. I have got out of the Navy and we came back here. And three children and 10 grandchildren, they are here. And so, you know, I put down roots.
And if somebody would like to learn more about your campaign and you, how can they do that?
You can go to KeithNewberryForIdaho.com. I have a webpage. Also, you can look up my Facebook page at Keith Newberry for Idaho on Facebook. And so there's two opportunities to, you know, go look at platform stuff and learn a little bit about my biography and kind of where I stand on some of the issues.
All right. And that primary election, of course, is coming up on May 21st. Keith Newberry, thanks so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet.